Drive old school DNB drum bus for warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. Advanced session. Resampling mindset. Let's go. Today we're aiming for that classic jungle and early DNB drum sound where the bus is not clean at all. It's glued, slightly smeared, a little bitten around the edges like your brake hit a tired tape machine and a crunchy mixer, and then got printed back into the sampler. The key word is printed. We are not just processing. We are building a chain that feels like hardware behavior, and then we're going to commit it by resampling so we can edit like it's 1995. Set your tempo to something real, 170 to 174 BPM. Grab one or two breaks, like Amen or Think, and layer a kick and snare one shot under the break for modern weight. Hats and ghosts are optional, but keep them separate if you want control later. Now routing. Select all your drum tracks and group them. Name the group drum bus. Keep kick and snare one shots on their own tracks inside that group. You want independent control even though you're busing everything. Before we touch drive, gain staging. Set the drum bus fader so the bus peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Headroom matters because drive adds level fast. Extra coach move. Calibrate like hardware so your drive decisions stay consistent. Drop a utility at the very top of the drum bus. First device in the chain. Use it to trim so your average loop sits around minus 18 dBFS RMS-ish. Don't obsess over the exact number. The point is you're not slamming the chain and confusing loudness with tone. Alright, step 1. Clean pre-shape. We are controlling what the saturation sees. First device, EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's not for vibe. That's to stop the saturator from turning sub-energy into mud. Then do a gentle dip around 250 to 350 Hz, maybe minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB, Q around 1.0. That reduces boxiness before it gets exaggerated by distortion. Optional. A tiny high shelf, plus 1 dB at 8 to 10 kHz. Here's the trick. We boost a touch now, and later our tape-style stages can shave it in a nicer way. It's like you're choosing what gets chewed. Second device. Glue compressor. But light. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you're only getting 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Soft clip is off for now. Makeup gain, level match it so bypass doesn't jump. This is just creating a stable input into the drive stage. And quick teacher note, level matching is not optional in this kind of sound design. Louder will always win. Every time you add drive, use output trims to match bypass so you're judging tone and envelope, not volume. Now step 2, tape style saturation. We're building tape behavior out of stock devices, soft clipping, gentle compression, HF rounding, and that grab on peaks. Poor device. Saturator. Choose soft sign for warmer, analog clip for gritter. Start drive at plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then immediately pull output down until it's the same loudness as bypass. Again. Match. Advanced tape-ish move. Pre-emphasis and de-emphasis. Put a tiny EQ8 before the saturator. Add a wide bell. Plus 2 dB around 4.5 to 7 kHz. Q about 0.7. After the saturator, add another EQ8 and do minus 2 dB at the same frequency. What this does is push the upper mids into saturation, so they compress and thicken. But then you restore the overall balance after. You get attitude without staying harsh. If you want to hit the tape harder without brittle crackle, here's a smart trick. Put a limiter before the main saturator, just shaving maybe 1 dB on the sharpest peaks. Not smashing, just shaving. That reduces the crest factor, so the saturator reacts more like compression and hysteresis, less like digital clipping on the snare transient. Next device. Drum bus. This is your fast old-school bus feel shaper. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Go easy because saturator is doing most of the dirt. Crunch. 0 to 10%. Careful with hats. Boom. Off or extremely low. In DNB, subs belong to the bass, not your drum bus. Damp. 10 to 30% if the hats get spitty. Transient. If you feel drive stall punch, push transient plus 5 to plus 15. If your brake is too pokey and you want it rounder, go negative a bit. Now second glue compressor. Post drive. This is the tape machine grabbing peaks feel. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. Then level match again. This stage is where the loop starts feeling printed, not just processed. Quick monitoring tip. Temporarily drop a spectrum after the whole chain. Watch what changes as you push drive. If 40-80 HC grows faster than everything else, you need more high pass or low end control before saturation. If 6-10 KHC becomes white noise fuzz, your parallel path needs heavier filtering, or your hats need to stay cleaner. Cool. Now step 3. Parallel tape smash return. This is the secret weapon, because it lets you keep transients on the main bus, while blending in pure grime as a layer. You get density without collapsing the groove. Create return track A. Name it tape smash. On tape smash. First, EQ8. High pass at 80-120 HE. This keeps your low end clean on the main bus. Optional. Dip 7-10 KHC a few dB if it's hissy. Then saturator and analog clip mode. Drive it hard. +10 to +18 dB. Soft clip on. Then redux. This is instant old sampler flavor. Set down sample somewhere around 8-18 KHE. Start at 12 KHE. Bit reduction 10 to 12 bits. Start at 12. Keep it fully wet on the return. You control blend with the send amount. Then glue compressor. Fast attack, like 1 to 3 ms. Release 0.1 to 0.2, 4 to 1 ratio, and yes, slam it. 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Now go back to your drum bus and send into tape smash somewhere around -18 to -10 dB. Taste it in. You're looking for that moment where the drums feel like they've been through something, but the kick and snare still lead the groove. Extra texture trick, make the dirt rhythmic instead of constant hiss. After redux on the return, add a gate. Sidechain it from the dry drum bus. Set it tight so the grit opens on hits and closes quickly. Now the texture breathes with the break, and it reads like sampler grit, not broadband noise. Another advanced option if your cymbals get facey in the smash path. On the return, add utility before redux and set width to 0%. Mono crunch tends to sound more like a single source sampler, less like weird stereo fizz. Now step 4, resampling. This is where the workflow becomes old school. We commit audio, then slice and rearrange. Also, heady chains can subtly change feel because of processing and latency. Once it sounds right, printing locks timing and free CPU. That's not just technical, it affects groove perception in fast ghost note drums. Option A, fastest, resample the master. Create a new audio track called drum print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Set your loop brace to 4 or 8 bars. Record. This captures the full mix output, including the return contributions. Option B, cleaner stems, print directly from the drum bus. New audio track. Name it drum print bus. Set audio from to drum bus, and choose post effects, arm and record. This avoids capturing bass and music. Whether it includes your returns depends on how you've routed them. So if you're unsure, option A is simpler and guaranteed to capture what you're hearing. Coach note, print at least 2 headroom levels. Do one pass peaking around -6 dBFS and another pass peaking around -1 dBFS, but not hard clipping. The hotter print often feels more finished and dense. The quieter print gives you more space to reshape later. Now step 5, slice the resample for groove control. Take the recorded audio, consolidate it to a clean loop length with Control or CMDJ. Then right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing for authentic break behavior, or 1/16 if you want it rigid and grid-based. This creates a drum rack full of slices you can reorder, pitch, gate, and edit like classic jungle production. Here's where you do the rebel sauce. Reorder a few ghost hits to create a new roll without changing the core groove. Pitch individual slices. Even tiny changes can sound extremely old sampler. Gate noisy tails so the groove is tight. And try micro pitch for menace. Pick a couple of ghost slices and pitch them down 1 to 3 semitones. Keep it subtle. That's grime, not a cartoon effect. Now step 6. Build arrangement ready A, B, and C prints, so you can switch energy without rewriting the drums. Version A, roll, moderate drive on the bus. Low send to tape smash. Clean hats, or even hats after the fact. Version B, hype, automate the tape smash send up by maybe 2 to 6 dB over a section. Slightly more drum bus drive. Optionally add a very subtle auto filter movement, like a high pass opening just a touch, for lift. Version C, fill or drop. Print a 1 bar overcooked version. Push saturator drive an extra 3 to 6 dB. Downsample a bit more in redux. If you want, add utility gain into the saturator to hit it harder. Then match output after. The output matching is what keeps you honest. Use that 1 bar as a fill before the drop, or during a section, with heavy restabs where you want the drums to sound like they're fighting for space in the best way. and here's an arrangement upgrade that sounds huge with minimal change. Call and response with slices. In the second half of 16, swap only the last snare and its tail with a dirtier printed slice. The listener perceives a big change even though most of the loop is identical. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. 1. Not level matching when driving. You'll fool yourself every time. 2. Oversaturating sub energy. High pass before saturation. Keep drum bus boom off. 3. Smashing the whole bus instead of going parallel. You'll lose transient definition and the roll collapses. 4. Putting redux on the main bus. It can wreck cymbals and stereo. Keep it parallel or print separate versions. 5. Printing without intention. The point is multiple flavors you can arrange, not one loop you're stuck with. Now a quick advanced variation if you want darker, heavier DNB. Do a pseudo multi-band split. Duplicate your drum group into two groups. Drum low and drum mid-high. On drum low, low pass around 200 Hz and use light saturation only. On drum mid-high, high pass around 200 Hz and go heavier with saturation and even redux. Blend them. That gives you weight without fizzy top-end chaos. Or do the no-hat grid approach. Mute hats. Print the driven break plus snare only. Then add clean hats after. That is a super modern dark roller trick that still feels old school.